Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program. It's heard weekdays on 19 radio stations with 28 signals all across our great treasure state. Thank you for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe, and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook and on the web at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Please contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. You know, every day we get to watch democracy in action. We may not recognize that's what we're witnessing, democracy in action, so to speak. Every 10 years, this is something that, though, will draw your attention because it has to be purposeful. Every 10 years, Montana voters get the chance to reexamine how their local governments operate, county level, city level. That question was on the ballot in 2024. Remember that? To create a local government study commission? About a third of the counties and cities said, yes, let's take a look at what we're doing at City Hall, so to speak. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to dive into it a little bit more. What does this government review look like and what kind of changes can be made if necessary? Dan Clark, Ashley Kent from MSU's Local Government Center. And then we'll have some review commission members. Jackie Haynes is from Gallatin County. Larry Ashcroft from the western side of the state, City of Polson, discuss how those reviews are going in their communities. Today, let's get educated about democracy in action on Voices. Let's get along with this. There's a couple of things to talk about here, but 12 counties and 42 cities are now conducting this formal local government review. What does it look like? And, what's it look like on the other end of that review? We are going to welcome our first two guests, and a bit later on, we'll be joined by Jackie Haynes, as I mentioned, and Larry Ashcroft, who are members of Gallatin County, then Polson City Commission. But Dan Clark joins us here as well, and with MSU Extension, and also Ashley Kent, Associate Director for the Local Government Center there, and Dan heads that department. Good morning, Dan. Ashley, how you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Thanks for having us on the show.
Thanks for being here. Ashley, how about you?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having us this morning.
Dan, what's going on? What's this government study review? What's the background on this? Get us up to speed on it, and then we're going to dive in.
Yeah, that's a good, great question. This local government review that we do in Montana is unique to our state. No other state in the nation does this. It's modeled after what other states do. It's outlined in the Constitution, asking voters whether they want to do a review of their Constitution. And in 1972, when we were doing our updating our Constitution in Montana, some of those delegates thought it would be a good idea for local governments to do a similar exercise like we do with our Constitution. So in Montana, every 20 years, we vote on whether we want to have another constitutional convention. And every 10 years, we vote on whether we want to review our local governments. So cities and counties across the state last year all were able to vote whether they wanted to do a local government review. And those municipalities and counties that voted yes, then elected study commissions, who then have been working over the last almost a year now, reviewing the existing plan and form of government and looking at alternatives and studying that to see how they can make their local government more effective and responsive to their citizens.
Tell me what the Local Government Center does as well at MSU Extension.
Yeah, we've been around for 40 years. This is our 40th anniversary this year, and we're super excited about that legacy that we have.
Yes.
And we were established for the very purpose of helping these local government study commissions back in the 80s that were going through this process. And we've been around helping cities and counties, helping them with their governance, understanding their form of government, their roles and responsibilities for elected officials, providing leadership and capacity training for staff, for cities, counties, and for special districts, those fire districts and water and sewer districts that around the state, we help them as well.
Dan Carter, again, MSU Extension Local Government Center, director there, and associate director is Ashley Kent. Ashley, one of your jobs is more, getting the communities to navigate through this a little bit, citizen engagement. Talk about how many communities elected out of Montana to go ahead and review their cities and counties?
Sure. Yeah, that's a great question. Thanks, Tom. So like you mentioned earlier, there's 44 municipalities and 12 or 42 municipalities and 12 counties that elected to do this. And almost all of them are still well within the process to really take a deliberate look at their current structure of government. We've got a few that have wrapped up and a few that are just getting started, but really most people are really digging in.
And that's good. I mean, what's the process for them? They had to be elected last year, I believe, right?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So the question to the voters whether to study the form of government came up in the spring 2024 primary election. And for those who said, yeah, we do want to take a look at this, they had an opportunity to independently elect the folks from their community that would review the structure in November of 24. So really, they were seated and impaneled in about December of last year.
And that's it's a little higher than it was like 10 years ago, right? 2014, slightly. 11 counties, 39 cities last time around, I think. Did they make any changes? Maybe, Dan, you can answer that, too. When you go back to 2014, and I don't know if you've been around. I mean, this is the 40th year for you guys overall. But what was significant about some of those changes?
Well, we had of the, 39 municipalities, and I think 11 counties, only five of those study commissions put something on the ballot. And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Ashley, I believe two of those initiatives passed.
I think you're right.
Yeah. So there was, and I guess I would say that that's not necessarily a bad thing, that so many participated, but only a few actually came up with something that they wanted to place on the ballot, and even fewer were voted in. And I think that speaks to, a lot of our local governments have, over the last 60 years that we've been doing this, since 1974, have kind of found a groove, and they've learned that the system that they have has been somewhat fine-tuned to this point. And where there's been some significant changes or challenges within a community, this gives them an opportunity to say, is this still working for us or not? But we're interested to see what's going to come out of this round. As Ashley said, a few have already completed the process with no recommendations for change that they've heard clearly from their electorate, the constituents in that city or county, that they're happy with the form and structure of government as it is, and that they didn't see any need for change. But those others that are still working on it, I think there's opportunity for them to propose something to go on the ballot yet this next year.
I like that. I like, checking into it. Hey, this checks out. Let's not overthink it, right? Let me ask this question. And whoever wants to take it, please do. This has to do with what kind of local governments are out there. As far as you've got like the mayor council system, of course, the county commission, some have city managers. Maybe Dan, you take that, or Ashley can follow up with some comments on that too. What is it that can be accomplished in terms of format?
Yeah, so the things that the local government study commissions will be reviewing is the power, form, and plan of government. And you're referring to the form of government, when we talk about a commission mayor form of government or a commission manager, and that's really defining the executive and legislative branches of that structure of government. What is the function, particularly the executive branch? In the case of the commission manager form, that's where we have the commission or the city council, city commission. They hire their manager who performs the executive functions for the city. So we have about 14 municipalities in the state that operate with that form of government. And they're primarily the larger municipalities, Polson Larry's going to be on to talk a little later on about Polson, but Polson and West Yellowstone are some of the smaller jurisdictions, Columbia Falls. They're the smaller jurisdictions that have a city manager, Livingston, Lewistown. But you get the larger cities as well, like Bozeman, Helena, Great Falls, Kalispell, Missoula, or not Missoula. They all have managers as well. So the larger cities that are more complicated usually go that direction. But by and large, around the state of Montana, most municipalities have the commission mayor form of government, where they have an elected city council and an elected mayor. That seems to work pretty well for the more rural, smaller communities it's all hands on deck. We ask, you know, people in our community who's willing to serve in these positions, and we elect people in our community to do their best job at figuring out how do we provide these essential services in our community, like water and sewer and fire protection and police protection, and making sure the streets are safe and plowed and potholes are patched. That's really the function of these local citizens that are trying to figure out how to best serve our communities.
Ashley, thank you, Dan, for that. Ashley, let me ask you about those forms of government here. And I know Larry's going to be on here in just a little bit as well. We can kind of hear him in the background. Polson City Review Commission, and then Jackie Haynes will join us, and she's with the Gallatin County Review Commission. What is your sense of the kinds of adopted governments in Montana? Do they really fit their communities, or do you see some out there you're encouraging to take advantage of this review process to find something that works better for them?
Thanks for the question, Tom, and I'm going to give you a very non-legal legal answer, and that is our job is to help those local communities understand the options available to them, but each community really needs to decide for themselves what makes the most sense. There are several in this process right now that are really wrestling with and digging into the questions of would a professional city manager make sense with the complexity that we've grown to over the last 10 or 20 years. Many of our small communities run really well with that elected council, elected mayor form. A lot of times, I got to give a shout out to the municipal clerks, with those part-time volunteer elected officials, those municipal clerks in the small towns really are the backbone that keep the stability and kind of that institutional knowledge in place, as the elected officials can be more responsive to the needs of the citizens of that day.
Thank you. Ashley Kent again, Associate Director at the MSU Local Government Center, and Director Dan Clark with us too, and that's the organization that is guiding these, a handful of them, 12 counties, 42 cities in Montana, pretty good, through their local government review. We're going to talk with some of those commission members as we come on back. Anybody stay up and watch that Game 3 of the World Series? You're dragging, you're a little behind today. That went 18 innings. Dodgers won it. Oh, I know. 6-5, 18, and game 4 tonight, by the way. And as I say that, it's also a National First Responders Day. The White House has made a proclamation, and we're talking about how to kind of take care of our first responders from our corporate vantage point, being government, local, county, city government as well. Thank you all who are first responders. I know many, and there's a lot of sacrifices in that, but there's a lot of care. A lot of good Montana heart going into saving lives and helping out in community situations. Thank you. I just wanted to say thank you for that. We're back here with Dan Clark. He's the director of the MSU Extension Local Government Center. Ashley Kent, associate director, and they're here to talk about this local government review that some counties and cities elected to go through. Every 10 years, our Constitution allows that. So in 2024, 12 counties, 42 cities and towns opted to look at their reviews. Now, that doesn't mean they have to change things, but they had that opportunity. So yeah, let's grab that. We're going to start in now on, after we laid down some groundwork, looking at how those reviews are being conducted. And at the process right now, at the city level, we're going to hear from Larry Ashcraft. Larry is a member of the Polson City Review Commission and well-known in public service circles there. Larry, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Hey, it's great being with you.
Thank you for being on. Appreciate that. And thank you for doing what you're doing. And Jackie Haynes is also with the Gallatin County Review Commission. Jackie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Tom. I'm great this morning. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you for being here. Dan and Ashley are still with us as well. And Dan and Ashley, feel free to ask questions. Jackie, I want to start with you. There's a lot of things going on there in Gallatin County, I think, as a lot of people know. But tell me about yourself. Tell me about why you got on board for this as a way to encourage others in the process to be involved, at that public level.
Yeah, that's such a great question. My career has had me work across a lot of our region, and I've worked in three different counties. And through that process, I've really learned that the best government is the closest to the people. And so I wanted to get involved because what a cool, unique opportunity. We only do this once every 10 years. But really, as my form of, giving back to my community, I really care about Montana. This is my home, and I wanted to be part of making it a better place. And I feel like this study commission is one way to do that, to look at our form of government and say, is this the best form to serve the people? Is this, Gallatin County has gone through a lot of changes in the last decade, at least. And, is our government from 1972 still serving us the best way it can today? And our constitution writers really gave us a really cool mechanism to be able to, continue to keep our government updated and serving the people best.
Thank you for that. Larry Ashcroft, I should have looked it up, and I apologize. I recall your name. You've served in public circles in that area. Were you a mayor of, I'm just trying to remember, what was your background?
No, I actually am not a mayor. I just, my background actually is a retired airline pilot. And once I retired, I had more time. I just have been really interested in my community. I raised my children here, and I've seen what's happening. And there was kind of some rumblings with our government. And I was on a study to bring in a new city manager, and followed that. And then when this opportunity came up, I just felt that time to step up and actually learn more. And it's been a great education for me. The more I've learned, and I have to say right at the start, is this my review commission, we could not be doing the work we're doing without Dan and Ashley. And Ashley has been just a great, great person to go to. She came up here and ran our public review, public hearing. And, in most places, maybe we're unique, but it's tough to get people to even come out on things that government is doing unless something starts to bite them. And then by that time they figure it out, it's too late. And by golly, with Ashley there, we had 40 plus people at our library, and it was an engaging. She had everybody in the room engaged and asking questions and putting stickers on boards. And so, anyway, that's kind of how I got on it.
Yeah, thank you for that, Ashley. Why don't you tell us then what Larry is describing here. What is that process? What stickers are you putting on the board? How do you get people all together and engaged in this? And then I'm going to ask Dan, to tell me what makes a good commission member. But what is that process? What does the full review look like?
Sure. Yeah, no, that's a great question. And I have to say, I can't take any credit for getting the people in the room. The Polson Study Commission folks did a really good job of getting the folks in the room. Excuse me. But what we did was have everybody show up with open minds, curiosity, and the first thing we did was ask them, what is it that you're interested in or what are you concerned about? And we just made a big list. And then we took that list and said, of the topics up here, here's what is and is in and out of scope, what the study commission can and cannot deal with. And I think that approach that we take to these community engagements helps people feel heard. It helps them get the information that they're really interested in. And it helps the study commission frame how they should spend their time, because the community is giving them live, real-time feedback. We do that because in Extension, we love our sticky dots and our flip charts. So we took that same list, narrowed it down to what's in scope, and then gave every member of the community that showed up to the meeting some sticky dots to vote on which of these topics are the most important for the study commission to spend their time looking into.
Ashley,
that's really how we did it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, painting the picture. I'm going to ask Dan Clark a question here about, because Dan, I know, you know, the local government center from MSU Extension, civic leadership, you know, and really make local governance efficient in that regard. And we kind of hit on it a little bit. But talk about the people then at local government. You know, what's the makeup that makes up a really good either commission or council?
You're referring to like a study commission or a city council?
I'm just talking about the kind of people you think communities need in leadership positions.
Yeah, that's great, and we've got, you know, fabulous people around the state that are both serving in these capacities as elected officials, and I think there's a lot more out there that can serve in that role. You know, when I think about a good city council member or a good mayor, it's a person that comes to that position or that role in their community, not necessarily with an axe to grind or a specific issue that they would like to solve, but really, how do I facilitate a conversation in my community about the type of services we would like to have? And hearing from all voices and trying to figure out, you know, what level of fire protection do we want to have, or what level of street maintenance do we want to have, and how are we going to fund and finance that? And it's really trying to facilitate this conversation as an elected official representing the interests of that community, being open to that discussion and trying to determine, you know, what's the best for the most people, and how do I, as an elected official, solicit the different voices and interests within my community and try to decide what would be that best policy outcome that the community could benefit from.
And Jackie Haynes, again, is with the Gallatin County Review Commission. And Jackie, I've only got like less than a minute here, just about a full minute. But let's tease this, because I think in Gallatin County, they're looking at maybe improving their representation. How does that get into that and tease it so we can get into it in that next segment?
Yeah, there's lots of different ways that we can do that as study commissioners. We've been talking about, you know, right now we have 3 county commissioners. Should we go to 5? Is the rural voice in Gallatin County represented enough on our current county commission? Mm-hmm. And then how do those different commissioners get elected? Right now, they have to live in their district, but then they're elected at large, which means the whole county votes on them. And, you know, does it improve if they live in their district and are elected by the district? Mm-hmm. Or does that make the county commissioners more competitive? And then, you know, we don't share resources and collaborate as well. And those are kind of all questions that we're diving into and looking at right now.
Great to have you joining us. Thank you for making us a part of your Montana Day. We are talking about your government, your local government, and how you get to self-examine that. It's unique. No other state has it in their constitution. Montana does. 1972 had a new constitution. 1974, all of our 56 counties and how many cities did we have back then? I guess I don't have that here. But it was 128 municipalities approved reviews. And then they had 2014, there were 11 counties and 39 municipalities. This year, as you voted last year to review your commission, I think we're talking, I'm trying to remember, it was 12 and 42, yeah. 12 counties, 42 cities. There's a lot to consider here. Transitioning between the commission manager or mayor council form. There's representation methods that are different, and different needs for different communities. I know that Gallatin County is looking at one here, ward-based. And we had Jackie Hines tease that up for us in the last segment. She is with the Gallatin County Review Commission. Larry Ashcroft also on board with the Polson City Review Commission. And Dan Clark and Ashley Kent, they are with the MSU Local Government Center and giving them all kinds of help along the way. Jackie, give us your status, all right? You talked a little bit about ward representation, but you guys are dealing with influx of people. I mean, it's probably a pretty good time for Gallatin County to look at their government, isn't it?
It is. It's a great time. You know, we have grown so much over the last couple of years that we need to be looking at things that we can look at include, you know, do different elected positions need to have professional requirements? So, for example, you know, does the county treasurer need to have a professional requirement and be hired instead of elected? And there's lots of pros and cons to that. We have been working really hard and diligently over the last year. We've interviewed all of the county staff and elected officials. We did a county survey, and now we're turning to engage our general public. We're doing listening sessions all throughout Gallatin County in November with the help of Dan Clark and Ashley Kent. They're going to help us conduct those listening sessions, as they mentioned earlier, and collect that information. Then we're going to be processing that in the, you know, spring of 26, and we'll collate all that data and then put out a draft report in late spring of 26 for public feedback and review. So now's the time to get involved. If you're listening and you have a study commission in your area, now is when we want that feedback and we want to engage people and hear their thoughts on what we're doing.
What would be the process? How well do people understand what you guys are considering, that ward representation? What does that look like? How does that differ from what Gallatin County and Bozeman has in general?
Yeah, so, well, Gallatin County, I can speak to more specifically. Right now, our commissioners have to live in the district, and then they're elected at large in the county, which means the whole county votes for them. And so, you know, it's simple if the public wants to get involved. All we're doing is asking, hey, what's working about your county government and what's not working? Mm-hmm. And that's the information that we need. You know, we can take it and sort of sift through the technical pieces of it with the help of the MSU Local Government Center. You know, we've learned what are we allowed to do under state law? What changes can we propose to make? And so we're navigating that. So I don't, you know, we just want to hear from people. They don't need to be experts on how the structure of the government works. We just want to hear what's not working, what are frustrations, and then we can sift through what are the best ways to make changes and make improvements to how responsive the government is or transparent or accountable to the people. We're looking at all things like that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And we'll talk about that public participation a little more, about listening sessions. And let's get an update. Jackie Haynes, again, with Gallatin County. Let's get an update with Larry Ashcraft. Larry, the Polson community has accepted a government review. What's your status?
Well, so after we were seated, we immediately started doing our interviews. And so we interviewed all the commissioners, the department heads, the employees, former elected officials, longtime residents. In this end of this week or beginning of next week, we'll interview the city manager and the city attorney. Some people question this, why the city manager and the city attorney being the last ones you're going to interview on this. And we thought, well, we need to get a handle ourselves about what's really going on in our government. And with the survey, we did, and 46% of the people that responded came back and said they were unhappy with what was going on in our city government. You know, a lot of that thing was whether it kind of got out of whack by saying, well, my street isn't up to spar, or I need my driveway plowed, or, you know, something that was completely off the run. But what we found out is looking at our council, in fact, they did not, in the most cases, did not really understand that what our charter said. And so it was kind of an education, and I think it has helped. We brought them up to speed and said, hey, you have to look at that charter. And then what is the role of the council, and what's the role of the mayor? And And Ashley was really good at, I think, pounding that home, too. And we had quite a few of the commissioners there at the meeting with Ashley and the mayor. But people trying to understand, I think they come into the position as, say, run for council. They want to do good. They've got, you know, but they get in there and find out, wow, this is a lot of work. I mean, with all the reading, all the studying, and then educating themselves or whatever. And so pretty soon, I think it gets a little overwhelming. And so to make sure that the council knows that they're elected and they hire the city manager and they are to actually supervise the city manager, it's really easy, I think, for that to turn around and the city manager maybe influencing more on the commission.
Yeah, gotcha.
Just because of maybe the intimidation or the fact of, God, I just don't know this stuff, and he's my professional, so I'll go and I'll get his opinion. So anyway, when we finish this part, we've already we're cutting up the charter right now, and we're each one of our commissioners are taking a portion of it, and then we are taking the Model City Charter, which was a program that was put out a couple of years ago, and it's got a world of information in it. And we're comparing our charter to what the Model City Charter is to see if there's anything that we would want to change. I mean, I think we're pretty much set with us that we're going to have a city manager. But all we're doing probably now is really figuring out, is there some recommendations? Are there some changes? Are there some tweaks we can do to the charter? And then we'll be set, like in the spring, to start writing things up, and we'll be ready in the fall.
Gotcha. And so these processes happen at different speeds and different levels for all these communities, and Montana really appreciates that flexibility. Larry Ashcroft, City of Polson, Jackie Haynes with Gallatin County, Dan Clark, Director of the MSU Local Government Center. Dan, I want to ask you then, you know, maybe to comment on what Jackie and Larry offered here as well, but I'm curious about, you know, what are they looking for? How do you tell when your city or county government is not efficient? Or you can answer it this way, you know, what are the indicators that you have the right city or county government?
Yeah, these are all great questions, and this is what study commissions across the state are struggling with. What are those indicators of effectiveness, and of the alternative or other options that are available, would that be an improvement upon what we currently have? And we often will tell, you know, the citizens and study commissions that this process is very much an experiment. The study commission is going to evaluate and look at the current or existing structure and organization of the city, and they're going to look at some alternatives. They'll have, as Jackie was saying, you know, is this representation, you know, going from three commissioners to five, mm-hmm. would that make a difference? Mm-hmm. And they'll do their best in engaging the public in trying to figure out in their own minds, is this a good solution or not? And then they'll put it on the ballot. If the voters think, well, yeah, let's try that. Let's see if going from three county commissioners to five will improve the connection that the citizens have to their local government. And it, like I said, it's an experiment. And the beauty is that in 10 years, we can come back and evaluate, has that change we made back in 2026 really played out or created the change we were hoping for? And if not, or, you know, did it make it worse, right? Did things get worse by making that change, that the effectiveness or the responsiveness or the impact of local government on doing its meeting its duty and responsibility has declined? There's another opportunity for us to go in there and change it again. So it's not uncommon for us to see some communities that in the last three cycles have voted to have a study review. And each time the study commission would propose a change, it was adopted by the local government or by the citizens. And then the local government would evaluate that over the next 10 years. And when they would vote to have another study commission, they would say, you know, those words we used in our charter were somewhat ambiguous and created some confusion as we tried to implement it. We understood what the intent was, but it was somewhat confusing for us when we're implementing it. And so then that study commission would propose new language that helped clarify what the expectation was. And so it's I like it as an experiment that we try things. If it's working, great. If it's not working, how do we make it better? And so I think these folks that are doing it now are doing a great lift within their community to try to evaluate what's working well and try to anticipate if this change will give us the desired outcome.
I like that.
And then hopefully the voters can accept that.
Yeah, and they get to vote on, you know, take away the pressure. There's no fear in this. Let's just be honest and genuine about what we're going through. I only got just like a couple of minutes left there, and I want to have Ashley kind of wrap it up, Ashley, with the X's and O's. I mean, you had talked about importance, to go to a meeting, and there's listening sessions about how do we get connected to those meetings? What's going to be the result of this? Do we get to vote on that? Give us a little more of those X's and O's as we look ahead in the middle of this process.
Sure, I'd be happy to. I would like to say that what Jackie and Larry are doing by virtue of being a part of these respective commissions is modeling what it looks like to be an active, engaged citizen in our democratic process, right? This is not a spectator sport. If you are concerned about the future of your community, this is the time to get involved. So go out and get to a meeting and have your voice heard. If your city or county is engaged, you have a responsibility as a citizen to be an active part of that. It's not just the study commission's local government. It's all of our local government. So I would really encourage people to get out and be a part of the conversation. You don't have to know any of the technical details. We got people there to support that, but we want you in the room. So reach out to your local study commissions. You could call the city or the county, pretty much anybody, and they can get you pointed in the right direction. But please, please, please just get involved.
I appreciate that. And thank you guys for what you're doing as well. It's kind of fun, interesting, but also, important that we get, we're in a part of this process and we get to watch it happen here as well. And we have those freedoms to make changes if necessary. Jackie Haynes, thank you so much. I appreciate that. When is your next listening session? Do you have anything scheduled real quick?
Yeah, our next listening session is November 5th, and we're going to be at the Gallatin Gateway Community Center.
Good.
And then we have a whole process of, we have about two a week all throughout November. So people can go to gallatinlocalgovstudy.com to learn more.
And Larry, how about you? What's your next meeting there?
November 11th at 3 o'clock at City Hall.
All right.
And if I could just follow up one thing on what Dan
quickly,
said.
Quickly.
For things we put out is, and kind of have a star by it, is that we can't do anything emotionally. And we have people that call us and say, well, what do you think about this? And how are you going to go this way and that way?
But Larry, thank you. That's all we're going to have time for. I just want to thank you all. Dan Clark, Ashley Kent, Jackie Haynes, and Larry Ashcraft. Good on you. Right? And we'll check back with you later. Thank you guys again.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast. And join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.